Good morning, as we say welcome to Inside Agriculture, and thank you for being here. I say thanks to Ricky Cleverkamp for filling in for me last week, because I was on a little five-day vacation. Did put a few miles on the vehicle and saw a lot of soybean dust in the air. Warm weather for the sugar beet harvest, but we appear to be in a drought. At this point, no complaints on the convenience of dry weather during harvest. It's been reported that President Donald Trump considering a massive aid program for U.S. farmers. It would be tariff-funded as the ag industry navigates low commodity prices and high operating costs amid the Trump trade war. The aid package could provide $10 billion or more for U.S. farmers, according to the Wall Street Journal, which cited unnamed people familiar with the discussions who said money could start being distributed in the coming months. Trump told reporters in the Oval Office Thursday his administration will provide some of that tariff money to farmers who are, for a little while, going to be hurt until the tariffs kick in to their benefit. Getting details tomorrow. The FDA recently conditionally approved Dectomax CA1. It's an injectable solution for the prevention and treatment of New World screwworm larval infestations and prevention of New World screwworm reinfestation for 21 days. FDA Commissioner Marty Makary says, "We understand the urgency with which America's farmers and ranchers are asking for tools to fight New World screwworm. Today's conditional approval, the first in the U.S. for New World screwworm, shows our dedication to rapidly advancing important animal medicines when they are needed most." California's adoption of E15, a bright spot amid the struggling farm economy and the government shutdown. It was a silver lining in an otherwise dour news week last week. California Governor Newsom signing his legislature's E15 bill made the state the last remaining and biggest to allow sales of the higher blend of ethanol. Renewable Fuels Association Troy Breedenkamp never doubted Newsom would sign the unanimously passed bill.
He got on board last year. RFA commissioned a study with UC Berkeley and others that looked at what would E15 mean to the California consumer.
Breedenkamp says the study's findings were significant.
That study showed a $2.7 billion per year savings to California consumers, almost $200 per household.
And those numbers helped fuel Newsom's signature.
As soon as we were able to get that report in front of him, he has been on board with getting E15 jump-started in California.
Breedenkamp says California will add about 600 million gallons of new demand, or 200 million bushels of corn. This is Inside Agriculture, back with the markets after this.